Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Poff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Poff reaches third base with a triple. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sofield for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Castano moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards the mound. Erickson catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreau scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Poff hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave LaPointe now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing left field. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Powell reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon now playing second base. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Poff hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.